India's government said it would spend $266 billion, 10% of GDP, on stimulus measures to diminish the economic damage done by its COVID-19 lockdown. Around 120 million Indians have lost their jobs over the past 2 months. Terrorists attacked a maternity ward in Afghanistan, killing 24 people, including mothers, babies, medics, and a policeman. A suicide bomber killed 32 mourners at a funeral. The Taliban denied responsibility for both attacks, but the government ordered the army to go back on the offensive after a period in which it had sought to reduce violence. A missile fired by an Iranian naval vessel mistakenly struck an Iranian support ship, killing 19 sailors. The IMF agreed to lend Egypt $2.8 billion to help it cope with the economic fallout from COVID-19. The global shock has resulted in a tourism standstill, significant capital flight, and a slowdown in remittances, said the fund. Meanwhile, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi approved changes to Egypt's state of emergency that grant him and the security services more power. Human rights groups say he has used the pandemic to tighten his grip. Ethiopian troops accidentally shot down a Kenyan plane carrying humanitarian supplies to Somalia, according to a leaked report of the incident. 3 UN peacekeepers were killed when a UN convoy in northern Mali hit a roadside bomb. The peacekeeping mission is the UN's most dangerous ongoing operation. Coronavirus briefs. The Chinese city of Wuhan, which recently ended a stringent lockdown, recorded its first new infection since early April. South Korea, which had also largely brought the epidemic under control, reported a cluster of new cases linked to nightclubs in Seoul. Lebanon reimposed its lockdown after a spike in COVID-19. The government has faced widespread protests recently. It blamed people who ignore social distancing rules. Brazil recorded its highest daily death toll. It is the sixth worst affected country by cases and fatalities. Disneyland Shanghai reopened for business after shutting for 3 months. The limited number of visitors must have a digital health code. The White House ordered everyone in the building to wear a face mask, except Donald Trump and Mike Pence.